Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Yeah, well, if you miss any other hour of the show, go get the podcast, SoundCloud.com, iTunes. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. These coronavirus specials are being produced in conjunction with my Radio Night Live staff and my weekday Kevin McCullough radio staff. I couldn't do it without all of them. So Alex Garrett, Matt Samblin, Ivan Quinones, Nick Riccio, everyone that's helped make these shows possible, I am grateful. Coming up this hour, another blockbuster. We've got Elizabeth Pipko, former supermodel, that will be with us before the end. Why did Mayor de Blasio go anti-Semitic in his tweeting last week? She reacts as the head of the Exodus movement. We'll also get another parenting tip for surviving coronavirus from Shelley Goldberg. But we turn first to more medical expertise. In fact, from Memorial Sloan Kettering Hospital, she joins us. It is none other than Dr. Nicole Sapphire, someone you may have seen on your TV screen just a wee bit in days recent.
As a scientist and a public health official and a researcher, sometimes I worry that we don't get the information to the American people that they need when we continue to bring up something that was from Thursday night.
Well, no kidding, Dr. Birx. If you're Dr. Birx and you're having to still answer questions about the president from last Thursday, friends, the media is not doing its job. That's my area of expertise. My next guest has a significant expertise in a different area. She is a physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering and credentialed, highly respected, really appreciated in terms of all of the hours of on-air punditry she has contributed to the cause in recent weeks. I know that Fox has had her running stem to stern these days, but she's also the author of a brand new book called Make America Healthy Again. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's good to talk to you.
Well, thanks so much for having me. Excited to be back.
A couple of weeks ago, we talked about where things were. You're actually doing this interview from the hospital, so there's this is a very real issue that you're seeing day in and day out, and you're seeing the effects of it not only in the place that you live and practice, but also in the larger tri-state area region that you're impacted in as a resident, as someone who lives here. Dr. Sapphire, talk to us about where we are. There's a lot of states opening up. There's some countries that are beginning to open up. Where are we at, particularly in the post-antibody reality? What are all the things that you've noted in recent weeks that are different from where we were the last time we spoke?
Well, I can definitely say that I am much more optimistic right now than I was of weeks ago, and that is because we have now seen consistent trends of decreased hospitalizations and decreased ICU admissions, as well as decreased daily deaths. Now, that's not to say that we still don't have thousands of people in the hospital right now and thousands of people fighting for their lives, but when you look at the overall trends, that's what you have to be looking at. You can't just take a single day's numbers to get an accurate view of what's going on. So not only are we, I think we're going on 14 days of decreased hospitalizations here in the New York City area, but across the country as well. And now I know that people, it's a little controversial as to whether or not we should be opening up certain areas. And I think it is the right thing to do is to take it state by state, county by county even, because we are such a diverse nation that it's really not a one size fits all. I mean, the New York City area is very different than the majority of the rest of the country. So it really doesn't make sense for the rest of the country to have to be on such strict lockdowns when they have even more natural ways of social distancing. They're not all crammed in the subway cars or elbow to elbow in small restaurants. So it's a little bit different. You know, the testing has continued to be a point of contention, although we are doing a very large amount of tests. I mean, we're over 4 or 5 million tests being done, which is a huge amount. You look at the whole population of the United States, you know, it's still a smaller fraction. However, there's no magic number of when will it be enough testing. You know, you can answer it yourself. If you can, if you're feeling sick and you can call up your primary care doctor and say, I'm feeling sick. If that doctor is able to say to you, you know what, I can test you for COVID, that means that we're doing enough testing. That is when we will know that we have enough. When people, specifically outpatient doctors, have access to testing, and unfortunately, we're not there yet.
Dr. Nicole Sapphires, who we're speaking with, you see her on Fox News it seems like every other hour, sometimes over the last 7 weeks. And, Nicole, it does seem largely almost impossible to believe that we've been at this for nearly 2 months in terms of the shutdown state. But that is, in fact, the case for many, many families, particularly in this region of the country. But let me ask you about, you just mentioned the word primary care. And I've had, two dozen physicians on the show over the last 7 weeks, and this is a concept that amongst many of them and many of their peers, they feel like that the disease is so much more fightable at that stage, that if you do have the test and you can administer some of the therapies that have been highly touted, some of the off-the-shelf stuff, but get that early in the stage, that you're going to have a 90 to 95 to sometimes 99% success rate. Whereas the really hardship of this virus was that 90%+ of the deaths occurred to people that had either weight or underlying health issues or age or a combination of all three, and that there really is an importance here in early detection, early treatment, and when that is applied, a very good chance that we're going to be, you know, okay.
Well, I mean, this is something I feel very passionately about. I've written a few op-eds about it. It's the entire crux of book that I wrote. But the bottom line, so you touched on several things here. First of all, I think that the state legislators have done a disservice in the fact that they have moved all the resources into the hospital, the inpatient setting,
right.
And they've really taken away from the outpatient setting. They have taken away, in my belief, some of the real first responders or the real front line, because that's who people call when they start feeling flu-like symptoms. They don't run to the emergency room, and we don't want them to do that.
Right.
Because every other time of the year, we're saying, don't go to the ER. And why? Because we know that our hospital systems are full with a lot of chronic illness right now. So if it can be managed outpatient, that's exactly what should be done. But unfortunately, the legislators have really restricted that testing and have not really made it widely accessible to our outpatient doctors, the outpatient doctors who may be able to start treating those patients so they don't have to get so severe, so they don't have to go into the hospital. You know, there have been varying treatment proposals for medications that, you know, there some data I'm saying, hey, these might work. Some data saying they don't really work. I mean, the bottom line is that the outpatient doctors, though, have been stripped of their rights to even try to prescribe something to help their patients, which is, you know, it dumbfounds me in the sense that we have legislators telling us what we can and cannot prescribe as physicians.
Yeah, the last person I want telling my doctor what to do is some politician. I want my doctor to make the decision.
Go ahead.
But let me ask you about this, because New York released the antibody numbers last week, and Doc, I just wrote a piece for Town Hall that went uber viral over the weekend, and if those numbers are even close to being true, 2.5 to 3 million people have likely had it, and are fine. They're not in hospitals. We didn't see the overcrowding that Governor Cuomo said we were going to have. In fact, the U.S. naval ship Hope is leaving our shores today because it's released its last patient, and we never really came to capacity on there. They're going to not need the Javits Center much longer. Where do we at some point begin to say we can have a degree of confidence that this was around a little bit longer than we thought? We've got more immunity built into the community than we realize, and at least for those that are antibody positive, let them go back to work.
Well, I mean, that is an absolute important point that we're trying to decide right now. So, one, we've had these small studies, New York being the largest. We saw a couple of studies coming out, one out of L.A. County, Santa Clara County, both in California, that did essentially what you're talking about, the random seroprevalence testing. And that means that they essentially said, anybody come through, let's take your blood, let's see how many people actually have antibodies. So we can get an idea of just randomly selecting and not just people who have had symptoms or we know that they were infected. And the New York study was really helpful in the sense that that was the larger subset of patients, but still a small percentage of the actual population of New York State. But it showed that significantly more people have been exposed to this virus. But now here is the caveat. We at this point are assuming that the presence of antibodies confers a level of immunity. Whether it's a short-term immunity, a long-term immunity, or any immunity at all, we don't know at this time. But the going theory from the smartest people we know right now, Dr. Birx and Fauci, they believe that if you have presence of antibodies, you may be immune to a future infection. And so if that is the case, then that means that a lot more people have already been infected, have already been recovered, and that is why we are slowly seeing places begin to open up.
Dr. Sandmeyer, hold that thought. Let's take a break. Come right back. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us. Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
So much material that we've had to work our way through in recent weeks, and that's why these coronavirus covered specials, I think, have been so important to so many listeners. I've heard from so many of you dropping me a line at kmcradio@gmail.com. Calvin McCullough Radio Night Live is where you're tuned. You can also follow me on Twitter at kmcradio. You can also follow me on Instagram at kmcradio. You can join the podcast community for free. Thousands upon thousands per week engaging you. Using the content, informing themselves, sharing it with their friends. We never put it behind a paywall. We don't make you pay $5.95 a month or anything like that to get our entire podcast universe. Everything we produce is totally free, and we're grateful to be able to do that for you. We continue with my very special guest. You may have seen her on Fox News recently. All right, my very special guest is the author of the brand new book, Make America Healthy Again. She is Dr. Nicole Sapphire. You've seen her all over Fox News. Giving medical analysis of what's going on in the breakout of the coronavirus and now in the different stages that it's gone through. I'm calling this the early stages of the reopening because I feel like that's what's happening. We were just speaking before the break about the antibody idea. Germany, Dr. Sapphire, about 4 weeks ago decided to do nationwide antibody testing. And 2 weeks ago, they had a goal of getting 20% of their workforce back, at least those that tested positive for the presence of late-stage antibodies. And by May 1st, their goal is to have nearly 100% employment back in place, sheltering those that are, of course, extremely vulnerable and may not be ready to come out. But this has been the going theory. Their European neighbors are talking about opening this week or next week. Sweden, we're finding out, pretty much never shut down. New Zealand has said that they've kicked it. Colorado's opening, Georgia's opening, Texas is opening. There are parts of other states that are choosing to open county by county. I think there's a real anxiety, Dr. Sapphire, that if we don't get people back to work when we're able to, we're going to have other issues, and not just economic money-related ones, but even ones of general sanity for people. Mental wellness is not going to be a particularly high quality if we wait much longer. So from your perspective, we are beginning that early stage or not?
Well, I mean, I'd love to say that as a country we're beginning that early stage, but you can definitely see some small areas of the country that are. But I do think that it will be a trickle-down effect, and I think within the next couple of weeks we are going to see a little bit of everywhere start opening up. You know, Germany has a much smaller population than the United States, as well as some of the other countries that you mentioned, so it is much easier for them to maybe get more of that widespread testing than, you know, our population. We don't really know China's data because they're not reporting, so for us, being a very large nation, you know, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to get some of that widespread antibody testing. But for me, that's not necessarily what I see as crucial to getting people back to work.
Okay, tell us what you do.
I believe that we need to, one, keep a finger on the pulse of our healthcare systems. You know, the big reason that we had such a problem when this all began was because we did not have enough hospital beds to care for the influx of COVID patients. That's largely because we are overwhelmed with chronic illness and we're on the tail end of the flu season. So as Americans, we have to start thinking to ourselves right now, what can we do to stay as healthy as possible and stay out of the hospital? So when the fall comes around and flu season ramps up again and a possible another COVID ramps up again, we won't have to shut everything down. Now, that's in the future. But talking about right now to get people back to work, I think the point is we can look at some of these seroprevalence studies. We need some more just to make sure that certain areas do have a higher infection rate than we originally thought and more people recovered. But then you start stratifying risk, as you've seen in other countries. So those that are high risk, your elderly, those with pre-existing medical conditions, if they are able to continue to work from home or be able to stay home, they really should. But the far majority of the workforce are younger, healthier people that should and can get back to work to continue our economy from going, or from going more of an economic fallout
that you were
alluding to. But as you also mentioned, as the unemployment rate continues to climb, we know that drug overdoses, anxiety, depression, and suicide go hand in hand with every 1% increase of unemployment. So it is essential to get people back to work, because the long-term consequences of everyone staying home may far outweigh that of the virus itself.
Dr. Sapphire's new book is called Make America Healthy Again. And, I was noticing over the weekend some people asking the question, you know, hospital capacity was what we were told the shutdown was needed for, that we could really, as you just pointed out, try to coddle the crumbling kind of infrastructure of our hospital system, at least in the tri-state area, to make sure it doesn't break. You know, it's bending, but we didn't want it to break. And then I read that that New York State and New York City have shut down a number of hospitals in recent years, and that there were probably issues of mismanagement that date back a few decades. If you go into the hospital system itself, given that we weren't prepared, and that once we kind of figured it out that there was no one denied a ventilator that needed one, and there wasn't in it, we ended up not even using all the beds that we made available, because, like I said, U.S. Navy ship Hope is already on its way home, and the Javits Center was never more than about a third filled of its 2,500 beds that they did. We had a remarkable kind of response to this, and were able to at least cover it for now. But what steps are of most importance to you as you argue in your book that we don't get blindsided by this again? The subtitle is "How Bad Behavior and Big Government Caused a Trillion-Dollar Crisis." I got to believe that COVID only amplified that crisis. It didn't do anything to make it easier.
No, of course not. And, you know, it's a very difficult time to be having a book come out right now in the middle of a global pandemic, but the content of the book couldn't be more relevant. COVID-19 has highlighted two major issues within our system. One, we have far too much chronic disease, and that is rendering us difficult to actually fight off the viral infection. That's why we are seeing people dying. Over 94% of the people who have severe symptoms or are dying, they have at least one comorbidity: diabetes, being overweight, heart disease. And on top of that, as you mentioned, we had to make all these makeshift hospitals because we didn't have enough bed, because we're caring for all of those chronic illnesses. Now, chronic illness, some of it is part of your genes. You can't do anything about it. But some of it is preventable. And actually, more is preventable than not. And so if Americans were actually living a healthier life and taking the necessary steps to have early detection, then it's possible that we wouldn't have been so blindsided by COVID-19. And you mentioned an interesting thing in the fact that you are right that multiple hospitals in New York have closed. And there's actually Governor Cuomo on record saying, "I'm expanding Medicaid, and I understand, I accept that we're going to have to close hospitals and we're going to have fewer hospital beds because of it. But I want to expand Medicaid." And so what happened? We shut down hospitals, we had fewer hospital beds, and we had to make makeshift hospital beds in Central Park because government intruded into our healthcare system.
And then we blamed it on Washington, D.C.
Well, isn't that what always happens?
Kind of the icing on the cake there. Dr. Sapphire, thank you for your analysis. And I want everybody, I know it's a hard time to release a book. I've written three, and it's not even easy in good times. So go out and buy her book, Make America Healthy Again. You have to, by go out, I mean go on Amazon and order it, or get the e-version. But Dr. Sapphire, thanks for your help, and come on back to Kevin McCullough Radio again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you again for having me.
All right. And friends, she did that from a ship at the hospital.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John
Scientists
Hunt.
Are working to find a vaccine for COVID-19, which has infected more than 1.1 million people in the U.S. Now, there are 14 potential coronavirus vaccines under development in the program to fast-track one for use as early as January, according to senior administration officials. Some people who gathered at the National Mall in Washington, D.C. to watch a Blue Angels and Thunderbirds flyover appeared to ignore social distancing. Many photos of the festivities are showing large crowds standing on the mall grass as they watch the events, not wearing masks and not social distancing. And the mayor of an Oklahoma city amended an emergency declaration requiring customers to wear face masks while inside businesses after store employees have been continuously threatened with violence. Stillwater Mayor Will Joyce announced the change less than 24 hours after the declaration took effect. This is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome back. Hope you have a sharpened pencil. Something we do in the weekday show every Wednesday. We've been able to bring to the Saturday night show a couple of times over the course of these past 7 weeks. That's to help you parents have some tips on how to survive this COVID-19. Very, very grateful to have Shelly with us. Because of the mayor's unfortunate tweet last night and figuring out how I was going to cover it today. And my earlier conversation with Elizabeth Pipko covered all of this. But I was actually thinking about how rich my radio show is in that I've got nearly 40% of the people that contribute on a weekly basis that are Jewish in background and practice and so forth. And I feel so honored to be able to say that. And especially on days like today when we have a mayor who's not really thinking clearly and saying things that he shouldn't be saying, to have friends like you that I'm really proud of and just grateful to have you as your friendship and as the ability to work together on things like helping us be better parents. So let me say a formal thank you for all that you do, and thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you.
We've been trying to help parents through the coronavirus crazy, and you've got some more ideas for us, and I wanted to make sure you had plenty of time to get to it today.
Yeah, Kevin, I just think that's what parents need more than anything now. It's help. Give me more ideas. I can't handle this anymore. So I quickly made a list, and hopefully some of these will resonate and work for parents. So if you haven't done it already, get those blankets out. Get those Amazon boxes out. Tents. Tents. They always seem to do the trick. Puzzles. He's laughing. Puzzles. Order, if you've gone through those in your house, then order more. You know, the 1,000, 2,000 piece puzzle, the
yep.
more the better.
Yep.
I saw this online. Play restaurant. You and your wife get to be the owners of the restaurant. You create menus. Your kids have to make reservations in advance. They're going to learn restaurant etiquette. They'll ask you, is it well done, sir?
That's right.
So play restaurant. Also what people are doing, recreating famous paintings. So you study a painting with your family. Then everybody runs around and finds costumes and backdrop that they can recreate the painting. They position themselves and posture themselves in the same way. You take a picture and compare and contrast.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, so recreate a famous painting. Make your own Play-Doh. Create your own board game. Interview a famous person. That means kids have to do the research. They have to learn all about Abraham Lincoln and his growing up, and then you interview your kids, and they pretend to be Abe Lincoln. But then, Kevin, I found this fabulous website, an article, parade.com, P-A-R-A-D-E. The article's entitled Avoid Cabin Fever with 125 Ideas for Your Kids. And I'm going to give you some of them. I think they're fantastic.
Sure.
There's a website, Storytime from Space. Who knew? Real NASA astronauts in space will read books to your kids.
Oh, I saw this from the International Space Station.
Yes, astronaut Annie and a mouse goes to Mars. But check it out, Storytime from Space.
Well, and let me just pause. So John Krasinski, who used to be Jim in the TV show called The Office, went back when it was on. He's actually doing a thing on YouTube called Some Good News, SGN, and people can check that out. It's very family-friendly and very oriented, but it's a little 15- to 20-minute weekly podcast that he does, basically. But he interviewed this on this last one. He interviewed the astronauts that are in the space station that do the story time things, and it was just, I didn't know anything about it, and just a wonderful idea for people that might want to, need to mix it up a little bit, do something different.
Yeah, I thought it was so original. Great idea. And something I really love, there are all these live cams. Who knew that in real time you can follow animals all over the world, animals at an African watering hole, at an aquarium, on a farm. They're even live streaming puppies playing all day long, if that doesn't keep your kids busy, I don't know what will.
I'm saying.
And to find that, you go to explore.org, explore.org/livecams. And there's one for every one of your kids, something for everybody. And you're watching the animals and learning about them and seeing them in real time. All right, science, mysteryscience.com. It's a great educational tool. They have narration, and they answer all your kids' wonderful science questions. Why do animals laugh? Why is the ocean salty? So it's science, and there's narration, and there's great video. There's also those But Why podcasts. I don't know if
Yes. No, my 10-year-old was watching them just yesterday, as a matter of fact. Well, Shelley, these are phenomenal. And again, you got a bunch of them at parade.com and friends, any of those other URLs that she mentioned. If you missed any of them, you can just re-listen to this segment. But what great ideas. And Shelley, I was taking notes fast and furiously as we spoke. Thank you for helping us. No, it's been a real asset to have you helping us be resourced like this during this time. But thank you again for everything.
You're welcome, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, come right back. Don't go away. Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Welcome back to Radio Night Live, live from New York. I'm Kevin McCullough. Another very special guest joining me.
I have a long, deep relationship with the Orthodox Jewish community. The notion that people would gather in large numbers is just unacceptable to me.
I have a large, long, deep relationship with people that I frequently have anti-Semitic statements to make about. Kevin McCullough, welcoming you in. That's kind of how I interpreted what Bill de Blasio said there. It's kind of like the kid in a southern state that's like, but you don't understand. I use the N-word all the time because I have so many black friends that, no, and friends is not, it's not, that doesn't give you a pass. What the mayor said on Twitter last night had very eerie symbolism. And just, here's what he put. My message to the Jewish community and all communities is this simple. The time for warnings has passed. I've instructed the NYPD to proceed immediately to summons or even arrest those who gather in large groups. This is about stopping the disease and saving lives, period. Well, I don't know that that's actually what it is all about. Because as we have begun to flatten curves and as we have seen therapies come into effectiveness and as there have been many people across the United States that have had issues about whether or not their civil rights are being taken away, I don't think that our Jewish friends should be made second class or half citizens when it comes to those expressions either. And the mayor didn't do this for other people. He didn't. In fact, if you look at a tweet from 4/23, April the 23rd, just last week, very different tone. To Muslim New Yorkers beginning their celebrations tonight who need halal meals, we will have them across our 400-plus grab-and-go meal sites, bringing hundreds of thousands more to the 32 sites most frequented by our Muslim communities. You know, and I'm not saying that the gatherings were similar or anything, but there just seems to always be with this guy this kind of undercurrent of I'll tell you Jews what to do. And I don't like that. I'm not Jewish, but I've got a lot of friends who are. Elizabeth Pipko is one of those that I count as a friend. I also appreciate her greatly for what she's involved with in a group called the Exodus Movement, which is a super PAC. But she rejoins us to discuss. Elizabeth, welcome. Before we talk shop, assure us of how your family and those that you love are at this time.
Thanks for having me, first of all. We're okay. My great aunt passed away from the virus, so that's awful, obviously, but I'm seeing so much going on around our country, and literally all we can do is pray and hope to get out of this on the other side and better than we ever were, because there's honestly no words at this point except for, you know, thoughts, prayers, and just hope for the future.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of the reasons, Elizabeth, I've kind of transformed this show into seeking solutions, and I've really lightened the load on being critical of politicians and other things. But I couldn't, with the mayor's tweet last night, it just didn't sit right with me, and my hunch was confirmed when I got up and looked at social media today, because people, friends of mine that are of the Jewish persuasion of both political sides, had their sights set on the mayor, and I'm just curious, when you saw the tweet last night that he's basically threatening to arrest Jews in the streets if they defy him, how did that strike you?
Personally, I thought it was a joke account before I actually realized that it was his. I mean, it was yesterday, I believe, that we also saw so many people completely forget about social distancing when they gathered to watch the Blue Angels, the Thunderbirds fly over. I believe it was New York and New Jersey.
That's right.
Officials that were saying there was nothing that they could do, and people were simply, you know, gathering, and there's really no way that they could stop them. And the mayor did not say anything about that. But he later tweeted about not just a casual warning, but a warning about arrest towards the Jewish community, and then actually gloated, I believe, about the fact that he had personally gone and intervened himself in dispersing the crowd. It was so out of character for anything that they've all been preaching over the last few months and criticizing President Trump for. And I mean, I'm genuinely being honest with you when I thought it was a joke when I saw it.
Well, it does kind of, you know, parody has gotten very sophisticated on Twitter. And so if you follow groups like the Babylon Bee or some of those, you kind of think this would be a headline you might see there, because it's just that, you know, slightly, odd. But I know that it was not interpreted that way. And I'm just curious, Elizabeth, for people that are not of the Jewish history or legacy or background or persuasion currently, why was this as troubling? troublesome as it appears to have been?
I mean, everyone, I think, knows that the Jewish community has been scapegoated over the years across the world, not just in America, for many different things. I said it a few months ago when I was talking about the disgusting anti-Semitic attacks that the Jews were facing, some even, you know, physical and violent. I believe someone recently actually passed away while they were fighting over the last few months after being stabbed in Muncie. It was serious, and people didn't realize it's something we've been fighting for, I mean, decades here, but literally thousands of years around the world. And when you scapegoat the Jewish community, it's nothing new to us, honestly. But to do it during a time like this, and as the mayor of one of the most diverse cities in the world, it's just baffling. Absolutely baffling.
What should the response be? I heard that the World Jewish Congress was going to issue a censure, but I talked to Bethany Mandel earlier today, and she said, "Well, that's kind of like sending out a memo. It doesn't carry a lot of weight." Is there anything that the mayor should be reminded of or should take more seriously? Because it doesn't appear, at least at the time that you and I are sitting here having this conversation, that he seems to have been much bothered by it.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I've learned in politics, sometimes the most people are willing to do is, like you said, send a memo and, you know, hope for the best. But, I mean, he knows better than you and I do that when someone with his level of importance and authority does something like this, it's just a simple, I mean, basically just an invitation for more targeting of the Jewish community and other ethnic communities that apparently, because they're minorities, just get to be singled out like this on Twitter by the mayor. I mean, he's just inviting more attacks at a time like this in a city that has dealt with so much, not just during coronavirus, but over the last 2 years. And it's so unwarranted, and I hope that everyone realizes from both sides of the aisle that this was repulsive.
Well, friends, the best that we can do here is raise awareness about it and ask you to get involved. And I know that Elizabeth's organization is just one place where you could. It is The Exodus Movement. TheExodusMovement.com is where you can go online to find out more about what they're doing. But there's an active, hopefully, opening of the eye and becoming more aware of just how serious this issue is. And I think that all Americans, Christian and Jewish and Muslim alike, should be standing up together and saying we don't acknowledge nor accept this type of repulsive behavior and unfair lashing out at this particular community by this mayor and done in such an unaccountable way. And that's what I believe. He's got to get that message one way or the other. But go to TheExodusMovement.com to find out more about what Elizabeth's doing. Elizabeth Pipko, thank you as always for your help today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Radio Night Live. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thankful to have you with us, and very, very pleased to be able to tell you that my family is safe and healthy, and they have been all 7 weeks of the shutdown. I've got concerns about what our immune systems are going to be like when we reemerge and re-get into society, but friends, I am reminded that we are in a nation where we have hydroxychloroquine for $12 sitting on the shelves in most pharmacies. And if you're young enough, and if you're healthy enough, even if you get the virus, hydroxychloroquine is probably going to make sure that you stay alive, a 98% cure rate. We've also got things like remdesivir that got approved for late-stage patients. It seems to be showing some help in the very, very difficult cases that are in the hospital. So there's a lot of reasons for hope. The problem is that's all here in America. My friends that are overseas, Christian Solidarity International, have been telling me for the last number of weeks that COVID-19 is so much worse in the third world than we can even imagine. See, we have hospitals. We have emergency rooms. Nobody went without a ventilator in America, and there was never a lack of a hospital bed, even in the worst of the crisis. And now as states are starting to open up and jobs are starting to come back and there will be an improvement in the economy overall, friends, I want to ask you a very important question. And this does not have anything to do with those of you who have lost your job. I want you to be able to know that your prayers for what I'm about to tell you will be more than enough if you will just commit yourself to praying. But I got word on the ground from Christian Solidarity International. Some of the 500 slaves that we've freed over the last 2 years have been exposed to COVID-19. And there are no immune system boosters in South Sudan. So what CSI has decided to do is to provide as much frontline help as possible. Doctors that are operating clinics there on no budget whatsoever need food, they need medicine, they need help. And CSI is figuring out ways to help with education of the population. They're figuring out ways to help with the shipping of goods, the foods, the medicines, the other things that will do the most good. And friends, right now, my urgent plea for you is to, if you have stood with us in the past and helped free a slave, those very same women and children that we have helped free and bring to freedom and bring to new life, they have their lives at risk. And without the CSI on the front line with those medical clinics, friends, many more of them will die, and they don't have to. So what I want you to do is I want you to consider making a gift just for a general emergency COVID relief response from Christian Solidarity International. They are helping in places where there are no emergency rooms, where there are no pharmacies stocked with drugs. They are helping fight a disease on almost no resources. But if we can help them, they can save lives. Here's my number to call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Some of the very lives that you saved in freeing and liberating a slave last year is now in danger because of COVID-19. And the CSI and their medical clinics on the front lines, the frontline medical workers that they are supporting and that they are getting supplies and resources to, for
friends. They're gonna be the difference in life or death. Would you help them right now? 888-342-1010. If you have a job, if you've not lost yours, would you dig deep and give now? If you are not able to financially, then please commit to praying that CSI will save as many of them as they can. I'm Kevin McCullough.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.